whether it's John Denver or Coldplay, the way a lot of people express their love for music is by wearing a band t-shirt. As part of our Design for the Real World series, we talked to Johan Kugelberg. He is a music journalist who has literally written the book about rock band t-shirts.
What is a band t-shirt? It's the idea that you're splashing the name of your favorite rock group across your chest as you're chugging down the avenue or walking through your everyday life. Like so many other people of my generation and the generation before me, I reverberate in accordance with some of those garlands of faded cotton. And there are a handful of old rock t-shirts that don't fit me unless I go on, you know, a 7-day-a-week yoga regime for a couple of years that I still can't throw out. You know, if you have that original Led Zeppelin 1972 tour t-shirt.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
The idea is that some of the mightiness of 1972 Zeppelin is supposed to rub off on you. '60s rock t-shirts are insanely rare just because they weren't like mass market products, because the mass market rock business as we know it didn't really exist until post-Woodstock. So if you look at Woodstock, some people claim that those shirts were actually at the event, and some claim that they were done years and years later. Of course, the gag is that, you know, if you were there, you don't remember. But the most amusing one is still an early 90s t-shirt. It was a bootleg shirt sold outside of Fugazi concerts because the members of Fugazi wouldn't do band merchandise because they were against that sort of crass commercialization and, you know. So some swinging young guy actually printed up t-shirts that said, "This is not a Fugazi t-shirt." It was just very, like, of the time, like, early 90s, slightly computerized lettering. And it just read Fugazi in really big letters, and "This is not a Fugazi t-shirt." The band members, being smart people, realized that somebody had just trumped their ace and that there was, you know, nothing to do except for bow. I grew up in Sweden, in the north of Sweden, and in my late teens, I would covet my friend's Misfits t-shirt to such an extent that I would sit up at night with a magic marker and a blank white t-shirt, meticulously copying out the Misfits logo on this. Every day you walked into high school, I remember that, you know, when you wore like a punk rock t-shirt, when you wore like your Black Flag or Sex Pistols or Ramones t-shirt, you would literally risk getting your ass kicked by the jocks, by the squares, by, you know, whoever your adversaries were. The first band shirt that I ever bought was a Ramones t-shirt, and that was so holy. It was such a sacred object. You know, the Johnny, Joey, Marky, Dee Dee, the one with the circle around the eagle that you see on hundreds of thousands of teenagers all across the world, and that is being sold in like every mall and every Urban Outfitters, mostly to people who have never heard the band. The band t-shirt, especially in an era where most people consume their music as columns of names on a computer screen, something that is actually textual and something that you can drape yourself in and immerse yourself in, becomes really, really important, actually more so. Well, it seems
Johan Kugelberg is the author of the book Vintage Rock T-Shirts. We've got pictures of some of the classics at studio360.org. Our story was produced by Andrea Salenzi. Coming up, a folk singer becomes a scientist, but he still hears music everywhere.
All of the voices, all of the insect voices and the mammal voices and the frog voices, all of these critters had found channels to vocalize in without their voices being masked by other creatures.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International.